Hey guys, welcome to Flow Out Loud 360, aka the Flow 360. If you haven't already, please take a moment to like, subscribe, share, and share again. Also, if you like hearing it on audio, please look me up on Flow Out Loud 360 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Pocket Cast, and many others. Today is our first episode of the relationship series, and let's talk about love. So today joining me are two of my favorite people and one of my favorite couples, the Gullies, AKA from, so we got Ramona and Anthony Gully. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Awesome, awesome. I'm so glad to have you guys here today. And I hope you guys have fun and really want to thank you guys for coming. So basically what's going on is the relationship series is about love, happiness, joy, couples, being one, understanding their love language and how they deal with everyday life and keep the fire burning. And with you guys being one of my favorite couples, I couldn't think of anybody better to start with. So, with that being said, if you guys don't mind, go ahead and introduce yourselves. Tell me a little bit about you, what you like.
Well, I will begin because ladies first. I am Ramona Gully, and I am the laid back person in this relationship, as you can see. I'm kind of toned down. I kind of hang in the back, but we get along quite well. I like to have fun. I don't like boringness. I'm a yard person. He's a yard person. So a lot of our likes kind of intertwined, which makes it that much easier in being friends and being in a relationship. So I hold on to your seats now, y'all. I'm going to let him introduce himself now.
Hello out there, everybody. I am Mr. Anthony Gully. This is my lovely wife here, Ramona. And my likes is just making the most out of every single day. Even on a bad day, I'm still going to try to make the most out of it. And, you do that every day, turns into a month, turns into a year, and such is life. So that's pretty much what I try to do. A little bit about me. I'm a yard person. Two, I like being outside. My other side gig, besides my main gig, is DJing. I've been DJing over 30-some years. Anybody knows me that knows I love music. I just have a passion for it. So that's just a little bit about me. And there you go. And I'm happy to be on the show with you, Bobby D.
Did he really?
Oh, let's do it.
He did. That's okay. So, nobody heard that.
Mona told me I could do that. So I got the clearance from your friend here. So I had to do that for all the family in Arkansas. Shout out to all my relatives in Arkansas.
That's okay. Because I hear it all the time from those Arkansans. But it's so good to have you guys again. I just want to thank you for being on here today. You guys, Ramona hit on something that I really, really like. Actually, both of you guys did. You guys are, what you like kind of intertwines. You guys are kind of both on the same wavelength, on the same level where you like, the same things. And it's kind of hard for some people it's the opposites attract, or if I get somebody that's just like me, it's kind of boring. And so I need that opposite, but you guys seem to have, and I'm sure you have things that, differ, but for the most part, it seems like you guys like to do things, together as a couple and you enjoy that. Has it always been like that for you guys?
Say yes. We do like to do things together. We do a lot of things together, but on the flip side, we do have our own you know, our own private time to ourselves. Like for me, I'm a nail person, you know that. And so that's my time away to myself, or shopping or being out in the yard doing my plants. That's my time. I do love his music. I really hate that this pandemic is going on, because I get to go places with him and see different things and different venues and different populations intertwine, and that's interesting to me, but we haven't been able to do that. So he goes down in his studio in the basement, and you know, I hear it upstairs, but he's downstairs. So yeah, we do pretty much do a lot of things together, but we do have our own private time to ourselves. Or, you know, I won't bother him if he's down there, even though I can hear it up here. That's just his little getaway.
Gotcha.
Okay. Anything to add, honey?
No, you covered that well.
So do you have a favorite genre of music?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I love all kinds of music. You know, me being 51 years old, you know, I come from the original old school hip hop and R&B. So I have a passion for that. But when I do DJ for all people. I do company events. You name it, I do it. I've done it. I've been DJing now 33, 34 years. Wow. And so when I say I like all music, Mona will tell you, there's just no telling what you're going to hear me playing in the basement. Because it's just the mood I'm in. And I listen to music whenever I want to. And late at night, I'm up late at night. I just do my music. So that's just my thing. That's my passion, always has been. So, you know, I think it's just a good relaxation for me.
That's awesome. Nothing wrong with that. Just to kind of shake it up a little bit before I go on, I'm going to pull
it. Let's shake it up.
So this is my jar of secret questions. That's what
secret
I call it.
Secret questions.
And questions. This one is for Mr. Anthony.
Ooh.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
If I could have one superpower, what would it be? Oh, wow, that's a cool question. Like, if I had to have a superpower, what would it be? Man, I don't know. You know, because I'm not in the superpower shows like that a lot. So I guess if I had to have a superpower of my own, it would be to be able to heal people.
Wow, that's awesome. That's a good superpower.
Yeah.
You know, me working at a hospital, mm-hmm. and, you know, both of my parents being passed away, that's the first thing I think about, is being able to heal people.
Hmm.
You work in a hospital, and I've worked at my hospital for over 25 years, and you just see life at a whole different aspect on a daily basis. So for me, it would be to heal people. I think that would be no better power than that.
Hmm.
I got a drink there.
I like that. And the interesting thing is that your superpower is, you know, derived from the experience that, you know, you've explained. That's a good superpower. Miss mm-hmm. Ramona. What goals do you want to accomplish in the next year?
Oh, that's easy. I just want to finish school, because I am in school to get my second master's in social work, and I would like to get my clinical license.
Awesome.
You should learn how to use the riding lawnmower too. That should be a goal.
I'm just saying.
No. She's an outside person. It is outside.
I'm outside.
I'm just saying, it is outside.
And make the yard look beautiful and the flowers.
And that's what the lawnmower does, makes the yard look beautiful.
I'll leave that to him. You know how Tina.
She just asked you what your goal was,
but
and I was like,
you could try.
I do it already.
That's
it ain't a goal for me. I do it already.
It's not my goal. That's
this
goal.
Is why I love her, because so she is not going to say that it should be a goal.
It's not going to be a goal.
Okay.
That's your goal.
Thought I'd throw that in there, Tina.
You know how men like the yard done a certain way. I have cut it a couple times, Tina, but oh, he's like the teacher standing out there. And I'm like, nah, you can have it. So
the two times that you did do it was enough.
Yes.
Okay.
I let him, and when my son was home, I let them handle it. I do all the rest.
So are you one of those people you need to go in a certain pattern?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes. He has a pattern.
It's nothing like that. The problem is when you don't do it, you don't get it. So it ain't got nothing to do with a pattern. When she cuts the grass, she can do it any way she want it. I just do it the way I want. So when she sits and she sees me, she says, oh, he's got a certain way he's got to do it. No, it's just I'm the only one on the lawnmower. It ain't a two-seater. So I am the only one driving it. So I do it the way I like. So that's all it is. But anyway, on with your goals.
That's good. Very, very good. Well, I think you maybe should watch his pattern and then maybe try it.
I may do it this in the spring. Yeah.
You know, one of the things I was thinking about was a lot of people when they're starting out and they decide that they're going to get into a relationship with somebody, they meet that person who they think this is that person. And what I've noticed with a lot of this generation is that this new generation is they put the cart before the horse, you know, before they get to really know somebody, actually before they get to know themselves, I should say, and then learn somebody else, you know, they're already making all these plans and all these moves, and they get in a situation where, you know, they don't know one another. Mm-hmm. And they hit walls, they hit, you know, those roller coaster moments where, you know, I'm done, because they haven't built a foundation. Some of the tools you guys use to help build that foundation so that you guys do have the fun relationship, the communication, like you guys, you know, just exhibited. What tools that you guys have or that you use to keep, you know, to have a solid foundation?
Well, I'll begin. I don't know per se if we had specific tools. I think we just took the time to get to know each other. When I met him, I'll be honest, I couldn't stand him. Seriously.
She liked me.
Mm-hmm. And when I first met him, I couldn't stand him because I just felt he was so flamboyant and I came out of something very bad and I didn't want to get into nothing that I thought was like red flag, like, oh no. So I didn't get along. Well, I'll say I didn't. But I think because I was so persistent with trying to protect my own feelings, mm-hmm. it made him more aggressive to try to get at me. And so in that grow period, we got to know each other a lot. Ups and downs, curves and swerves, all kinds of things. So I think because we took the time to get to know each other, and I think that's more on his behalf, because I think if it was up to me, we probably would have gotten married sooner.
Okay.
But now that I look at it, and when we look at some of our friends and family who got married right away and now they all broke up and didn't work,
right.
I see what he was saying. You know, we have to get to know each other on every level, not just, oh, I like you. No, what do you like? What do you not like? What are your, you know, what aggravates you?
Right.
You have to know everything about a person to be able to know if that's somebody that you can live with on a daily basis. So, you know, a lot of things I will say for him, he was very supportive for me.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, I was in school, he would drive me to interviews out of town for different jobs. He watched my son. I've probably known Anthony for almost 20 years, I don't think I've ever called a handy person to come do anything at my house because he always took care of it. So just different things like he made sure I had what I needed and I made sure he had what he needed because guys don't do everything for themselves or they wait to the last minute with certain things. So, you know, if I'm out grocery shopping and I say I was over there the other day, he didn't have this, I would buy it and make sure he had it the next time I saw him. So we did a lot of that over the years and just kind of getting to know each other. So I don't know per se if we had tools. I think we just took the time to get to know each other.
Okay.
So, and communication, I guess. I you know me, Tina, I could get mad and you just have to leave me alone for a little while. He's not that kind of person. If it's a problem, he wants to talk about it right then. Let's put this on the table and talk about it. And so that was a learning experience for the both of us, because for me, I would be like, leave me alone for right now. But he want to get to the bottom of it. And so
So let me give you the real version of how it all happened, Tina, because you're about to get it now.
Okay.
So let me tell the world what our problem was from the get-go. You had two super independent people. And that was the biggest issue. I'm independent. She independent. I don't need you to do nothing for me. And she didn't need me to do nothing for her. I don't want no man thinking he owed me this. And I didn't want no woman thinking I was about to trick off all kind of money on her. You better have a job. And so our biggest issue was that, you know, when you as me, a bachelor, I ain't have no kids. And I had a good job. I had two jobs, DJing and my job. So I had my own money. So she had a good job. She had her own money. So us getting together, the struggle was a lot of times, it's just we was both used to being independent. And it's a whole different relationship when you're trying to come together. Gotcha. So I would say for us, that was a big deal, just the independency. It's really a good thing, but when you're trying to come together, man, it takes some adjustment on both sides. Right. And I think that when I look back, that was always one of the biggest deals with us. You know what I'm saying? You know, outside of that, I don't want nobody thinking I chased her. When I tried to get her, she blew me off. And so here's the key to a relationship. You have to step back and allow an individual to be who they are. And that's what I did. And so she was going through some things at first or whatever. And when she got comfortable, then we really reconnected as far as talking to each other. But it wasn't me hounding her all the time. What I became was just a good friend. And so we were friends first. And I think that's so crucial. You're talking about relationships today. Heck, you can even go back to relationships whenever. You know, if there's not a basis of a good friendship,
right,
then far as I'm concerned, you already starting out in trouble.
In the negative.
And then you got to have somebody who looking out for you like you looking out for them.
Right.
So often today, I tell women, when they talk to me about situations, well, the problem is you looking out for him and he ain't doing the same for you, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. So it's going to always be a problem. But I think for me, what I do is I sit back and I let you be who you is, because I'm not trying to change nobody, because I know who you are is always going to come to surface, and that's what you're going to fall out to be. Yeah. So what I saw with Mona was she was always looking out for me. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I was always looking out for her, but she was always looking out for me. And I can speak from a man, that's rare in a woman. Most women is out to see what they can get out you. And so Mona wasn't like that. And then on top of that, we could have conversation. You know, sometimes you talk to a person 2-3 times, you don't want to talk to them no more. But I always wanted to have a conversation with Mona, and we really had constructive conversations just about life, family, and everything. So, you know, it just grew over time. But it was a struggle at first just simply because we was both two independent people. You know what I mean? But the friendship is what jumped it off. It was just a solid, I seen a woman that had my back. You see what I'm saying? 100. You know what I mean? And so she knew I had her back. So that was just speaking on me. So I would say that's the foundation early on, is just a friendship. You know what I mean? Oh, I love you and all that type of stuff. I love my socks. You know what I'm saying? But that's not going to get it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's what you hear so many people saying, Tina. I love him, this and that and the other. Yeah, but do you like him?
Right? That's a whole nother thing.
And y'all sit in the house and just watch old reruns of some stupid TV show and have a good time. I know some couples, they got to always be going out and doing something with somebody or whatever for their relationship to work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, for us, we don't have to go out and spend no money. That was another thing. She had her money, I had my money. So it was like, neither one of us were trying to use each other. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. We put stuff together and, you know, we bigger and we better and we stronger together. You follow what I'm saying? And so Mona's always been real supportive in whatever I'm trying to do with my DJing. She's really been instrumental in enhancing my DJ business from the way back when, you know what I'm saying? So all of that type of stuff, man, you just, over time, you look at it and you realize, you know, man, I got a winner here, you know, and this is rare. I know it's rare. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of my speech on everything and how we are where we're at today. It started as friendship.
Which is a very important thing, because you need to be friends first. You need to be friends first, because if you're not, you don't have anything to build on. And like you guys said before, you know, understanding, you know, what he liked, what she liked, you know, what are you bringing to the table, what I'm bringing to the table. And I also like the part of, you know, you said that you guys were two independent people. I know for sure she's just independent. So
independent.
That was hard. That was hard. He still sometimes has to bring
she
that.
Still sometimes act like she the man and the woman. I be telling the thing, you know, I'm here.
Yeah.
You're making me look bad, you know. I mean, you know, but I understand. It's just inner, and it's really, for me, it's a great quality. So I don't have an issue with it. I just understood that it takes time. You know what I mean? So I think it's a great quality in a woman. That's just my personal opinion, to be independent. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, you know, we all have our ups and downs, and you need your partner to have that support and show that she can, you know, jump in there and, you know, so
be
yeah.
Something.
Yes, yeah. There you go.
Is that a hard adjustment though for you?
For who? Mona or me?
It was.
Very hard.
Yeah, it was. And he was so graceful in bringing it to my attention. Can you ask sometime? You know, like as an example, he'll say, I'm out. You can just ask me to stop by the store. You don't have to leave. If I'm coming, and in my head, I'm like, yes, I got to remember that to let him do some things. But I just, you have it in your head.
We be at the restaurant and I'm trying to handle something and she just want to take over. And I'll be like, honey, you don't have to cut me off. I'm going to handle it. Anybody who know me know I'm going to handle it, you know, but right. she just be like, and I tell her sometimes, I'll be like, hey, you know, I get it, but you know, you just got to fall back a little bit, but I love it. So I really wouldn't have it any other way, because you know what, you have to love somebody for their imperfections as well as the things you do like, right. Follow what I'm saying? Because that's just how life is going to be. So that's what I'm able to do with her. Sometimes it's rough, but you know, it works out well for me. I'm good.
Well, that's good.
Needless to say, I'm still working on that.
You still working on it? You know, sometimes some habits are hard to break. Some adjustments, they take time.
You know what I tell Athena is who she is. So it's just like she tells me, I'm always talking loud. I get that from my dad. That ain't gonna never change. So that's who I am. Yeah. So the only time she talks about me talking loud is when she don't like what I'm saying. Otherwise, my tone is fine.
That's
you
true.
See what I'm saying?
That's true.
Why you talking so loud?
That's funny. That's real funny. Next question. Out of the jar. Just to kind of keep it interesting. Ooh. Name something you like to do fun as a couple.
Travel.
So either one of you could answer that.
Travel. I'm so missing traveling as far as going out the country. We do travel all over
the country.
Yeah. I miss it. You have to go out of the country to know what you're missing. And we've been out, three times together. And I'm like, oh my Lord, this pandemic has got us on a halt. But that part, we do still travel. We do still get in the car and travel and go see family and friends. And we enjoy that. He likes to drive. I will help out driving.
I don't have a choice.
I do help out driving.
She drive about as much as she drive that riding lawnmower. So
he does not drive.
I just would like y'all all to know that.
So in your traveling excursions, you do little driving.
That's not
I like to drive at night, and usually if we go somewhere, we leave at night. So I like to drive at night, and she'll drive in the day for 2 hours. And we do love to travel. We love to go out to eat, just go out to restaurants, do whatever. I'll say I'm like this, and so she became just like this with me. I'm a spur of the moment person, and me being with no kids and whatnot, for me, I've always been able to be that way. So it's nothing for me to just walk in and be like, hey, what are we eating tonight? I don't know. Let's go up to Chicago, Milwaukee, Chicago. Let's go get something to eat. Let's just go somewhere. And we do. And we just have a good time. And so that's kind of what we love to do.
That sounds so fun. I'm a spare of the moment person, but he's not. Everything has to be planned around something. Gotcha.
It's rough. You got somebody like that.
It is. I like to go. I do like to travel, but I like to stay on this side of the soil.
And it's plenty to see here. So that
one of the things that I have noticed in talking with other couples is that compromising has been an issue first starting out. And knowing that you guys were friends first, before, just saying, hey, you mine and I'm yours, having that friendship. Did having a friendship help you guys understand? And you said earlier she was independent, helping you guys, both you guys were independent, helping you guys, having that relationship or that friendship, did it help in compromising in some of the things you guys disagree with or don't see eye to eye with, I should say? Because, with friends.
I myself think we've always been good at compromising. And I'll just say for me, I'm not a selfish person. And I think a lot of times some things, the things I dislike most in life is things I really try my best not to be like. So I always try to consider her feelings on something, regardless of what I want. It ain't fun if both of us aren't equally involved in a lot of things. And then sometimes she gets her way on something, and then sometimes I get my way on something. So, I've just always tried to be like that. And so it's really never been an issue, far as I know, as far as compromising, because I think if you don't compromise, you're just being selfish. And that's just my personal opinion. And I think that goes back to what I was saying as far as, are you looking out for yourself or are you looking out for us? And a selfish person is looking out for themselves. And all you got to do is listen to what a person say. It'll tell you who they're thinking about. A person who's just thinking about themselves will say, well, I think this and I think that and I want to do this and I. That's a selfish person. A person who's thinking about everybody involved, the other person will be like, well, what do you think? How should we do this? How should we approach it? So I, a lot of times, just listen. I listen to what a person's saying when they're talking to me. And I can tell if they really thinking about me or they thinking about us or they just thinking about themselves. And that tells me how to respond to them. You follow what I'm saying? How much I'm gonna deal with a person. That's what goes back to me saying, I allow a person to be who they is. I'm gonna just let you show me who you is. I'm gonna believe it though.
That's a good point, because oftentimes you do hear people say I,
instead all the time.
Of me, so you wouldn't know they were in a relationship or they had a significant other, or they were married, because it's I, and not we are, or we will, or we have. It's always me, or I, or him. So it's, you know, but like you said, listen to a person and you can understand what that's very good. I like that. I like, now I'm going to be paying attention.
Friends or family will call and tell you, hey, we going here such and such date. You want to come? If you done already booked it, you wasn't thinking about me.
Technically, no, because you've already booked it.
I ask people, is it already set? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, then it wasn't for us. It was for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So now I don't feel pressured because I know I wasn't included from the jump. Feel what I'm saying? And that's so how I treat people in everything. You follow what I'm saying? So that's just life. And it works in a relationship also. So it goes back to what I told you early on. I just allowed Mona to be who she was. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that just kind of, and you know, people can put on good fronts, you know? So, you know, you early on, you know, you have to kind of see, but I mean, you know, that's just who she was and not just who I was. So it worked out well. So compromise for me is not an issue. Now, I don't think it's an issue with us at all.
That's good. Because when I, a rare relationship, because when I look around now, I'm scared for some of the stuff I see. I try to talk to my kids a lot. Other young people I see that may ask different questions. When I say young people, I mean young adults. I don't want to give away my age, so I have to say it that way. but they oftentimes, I hear them talk about how their significant other don't understand them or don't really listen to them. You know, don't put me first. It's interesting that all of those things that I hear, or I get a little feedback, you know, or people may write, hey, can you do a show on this? Can you do a show on that? Because I feel this, I feel that. The interesting thing is that in the first probably 10 minutes, I promise you covered all those topics just on you guys, how you guys deal with each other, your relationship, you know, the fun you have.
I don't want to give off the false pretense that we don't argue. We argue like hell.
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh.
I think everybody does.
Have we ever gotten into it on a regular basis?
But
the foundation is there. So
there you go.
It works out. And that's why I say, if you ain't got the foundation, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I mean? It's just not going to last very long.
You took my point. That's where I was going. I was going to talk about the foundation.
Oh, is this my podcast now? Am I?
It was me.
That's what it sounds like. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for...
That's where I was going. I was about to talk about the foundation. But
Go ahead.
It's cleared. That foundation, you know, the foundation that you build keeps you from having that selfish relationship. It keeps you from, you know, not wanting to just think about yourself. And it opens up the lines of communication. And if you're not able to be able to, for you guys, it sounds like, you know, it sounds like probably you guys probably compromise without even having to work hard at it. You know what I'm saying? Some people actually have to work hard. Some people have to work at compromise because they either think they're the alpha male, or, you know, she's so independent that she don't want anybody to tell her anything, or you know, I've been by myself X amount of years and now here you come, yada, yada, yada. And so they don't allow themselves the opportunity to grow in the relationship.
Well, let me say this. So from a man point of view and a woman point of view, when you're independent, a person has to earn for you to compromise. You ain't just supposed to compromise for a little June bug around the corner. So you is supposed to, as a woman, you don't want to just compromise to anybody. So it's good to hold your boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't compromising for Shaniqua. You know what I mean? Just wasn't going to happen. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's good not to just compromise for anybody. You have to have your limits and everything. And I just feel like a person has to earn your compromise.
But if you are in a marriage,
go ahead.
You should have reached that point before you got to the altar and the I do's. That's really what you should have done.
I agree.
I don't think that some of them, I don't think they thought about that because they're looking at all the other stuff, you know, the fluff. And they don't have a foundation. But when you, it's easier for me if I explain it like this. Some people, they know if they get a certain job in a certain area, they can make thousands of dollars, right? As a kid, you know, hey, I'm gonna go to school, I'm gonna make X amount of dollars. I'm gonna have everything I want because I'm making all this money. As a child, that's cool. But what that child does not realize is that to get to that point, you gotta travel through life and some things gonna happen and you're gonna have to stay focused. You're gonna have to have a foundation in order to get to that point. And all the little things will add up in life that will help get you there. But then you have these people who just wanna bypass all of that and go straight to the fluff with no foundation. And when they get there, they fall flat on their face. And I think it's very important that one of the things I was saying earlier is that I like for my kids to see, and I think any young people, it's important for any young person that is thinking about being in a relationship with anybody to see positive role models in a relationship. Positive married couples, people that have weathered the storm, who display great qualities. It's not that they don't have problems. It's not that they don't have disagreements. It's not that they don't have chaos. It's just that they've learned how to deal with things. And right now we have a generation of people who don't want to deal with anything. You can't tell me nothing and I'm going my way.
It's important that
people see that this does exist because they're, believe it or not, I do run into people who think that being in love with somebody, having a relationship with somebody, being able to compromise with somebody, being able to understand somebody and somebody understand them don't exist. I even had somebody tell me, good men don't exist. No, my word to them was, no, maybe you're just not in the right circle. You know,
maybe she's not a good woman. It's a lot of women think they want to be married, but they ain't wife material.
They not. They haven't prepared.
And that's a problem. It's a lot of women. I work with a lot of women over 25 years. They ain't no good men. I need me a husband. You ain't marriage material. You got to be marriage material to become a wife. And a lot of women don't get that. You know, and the same go for men. You know what I mean? So, but I hear that just like you said all the time with women, there ain't no good men out here. And a woman saying it got three kids by three different daddies, Lil Ray, John, and Junebug. So I'm just saying, you know, but she looking for a good husband. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a lot of times I think not just women, but men, you have to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And often there's certain things with you that are attracting either the wrong person. It could just be your choices or whatever, but you really have to look in the mirror sometimes and evaluate yourself if things aren't going well for you. You know what I mean? That's what I would tell anybody. You know?
Yeah.
Stop blaming everybody else. You know.
Hey, that's a good, that is good though, because you know what? You got to start with yourself.
You have to start with yourself.
You start with yourself and ask yourself, what am I doing that I'm not getting what I want? Because right. There's probably something wrong that is happening that maybe you haven't identified yet or you haven't stopped to look at that is causing you to have an issue with the reason you're not getting where you want to go.
Plus, you know, you can tell somebody what their issues is, and they won't listen to you.
Nope. Sometimes.
And so they'll, you know, and I'll just say a woman will leave a man that was trying to help her be better because she didn't want to listen to him. And then she'd be on TV talking about, where's the good men? Well, you had one, but you ran him off because you know everything. You don't want to listen. So that's what I'm saying is, like, a lot of times we are our own worst enemy.
Yes.
At finding somebody.
Yes.
Follow what I'm saying? That's this true. Woman here was mean and evil when I met her. People, let me tell you, mean and evil because of her past experience, experience she had had that was real bad. I recognized that was going to take time for her to get out of her system. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I felt the best thing to do was just be a friend. You know what I mean? But you got to have that up here in your head to know and recognize that. So you might meet a person, a man or a woman who's damaged, and it takes a minute for them to heal. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
And so, you know, like you was just saying, everybody wants to fluff. And, you know, that's just what it is, fluff. You know, when the dust settles, you know, it ain't nothing but quicksand and you're sinking. You see what I'm saying? So I agree with you 100%. Too many people, I've been DJing for as long as I've been DJing. I have done the same people's reception at least twice sometimes. They wondered if they could get the same discount. No, you get extra because you got it wrong. So anyway, I'm just saying, you know, a lot of people just, they doing it for the fluff, and I call the fluff all the wrong reasons. You know, we got a kid together. Oh, I'm getting old. Oh, well, you know, it looks better. Whatever. That was all the wrong reasons.
Wrong reasons.
Oh, we've been
they don't together. Last when you do it like that.
Right. We've been together for so long. It's either now or never. Well, maybe it's never. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That's not the reason to get married.
Right.
So all those reasons to me are the fluff. It's just, they're just the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And so when you get married for the wrong reason, thus you have people talking to you about, well, we can't compromise. He don't compromise. I don't compromise. That was there before you got married.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was there before you got married. You think it's going to get, a good friend of mine who's been married, one wife, good friend of mine, we grew up together. He's been married ever since whatever, 19, whatever, 80, 89, 90, something like that. And he told me about 10, 15 years ago, he said, the only advice I can give you is, he said, a lot of people get married thinking a person will change when they get married. And he said, in actuality, it's the opposite. He says, when they get married, they become more of who they were before they were married. That's just who they are. And he says, so if you're going to get married to a woman, pay attention to how she is now. Because when you marry her, that's just going to be more of what she is when you're married. And he was so right about that. And so I think a lot of people, they marry somebody thinking they're going to change. It's going to get better when they get married. No, if y'all on dirt roads before you get married, that's they're going to be dirt roads after you marry. So you better get on blacktop before you get married. And then you need to get on concrete, because whatever you want before you get married, that's what it's going to be when you get married. I'm sorry, honey.
Good point. No, that is a very good point. That's a very good point.
Like, this is not a podcast. Is this my podcast? Oh, it's Tina's podcast.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely his show.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to take over. Mona, you say something.
No. You are fine. Definitely. Ramona. Yes, I'm partly blind. I'm sorry, guys. So the question is, when did you fall in love with your significant other? As he sips that green drink.
That's Ripple.
Not true, people. He doesn't drink alcohol at all.
Anybody out there know I don't drink?
I don't know what year that was. What year was that in the North Office?
I do not know what year it was. I have no idea. That was the day you fell in love with me?
Okay, so listen to this. There was a time when I don't think he thought I was serious about him.
Yeah, because she's introverted.
I am.
She's very introverted. So
I understand,
you
know, that.
So early on, there were feelings that I didn't really see her having because she was so introverted, and she was just like, you know, I give people the perfect example. This is the perfect example. When I would come over her house, she would answer the door, turn around, and go finish folding clothes. And I'd be like, hey, I'm over here, hi. And you know, she'd be like, whatever, you know, I've seen you before. When she came over my house, I'm jumping all on her. Hey, baby, what's going on? You know, every time, chasing her around. That's just, so when a person is like that, early on, when you don't really know them real well, you don't really know where their head is at. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that was my biggest issue. So go ahead.
I'm really not sure when it was. I would say, I don't know what year it was. I just remember we both worked together at the hospital, and I remember having him come to my office, and I was talking to him and just kind of explaining my feelings and telling him everything. And he was looking at me like a deer with headlights, like, oh my God, what? So I would say that was probably what?
I don't know.
10, 11 years ago, maybe?
Wow.
Maybe? Was it? No. Back up. Because I've been at my job now for 11 years and I was still at the hospital. So that's probably maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah, 15 years ago.
But he was looking at me like, what?
So do you think that hurt? Was it so much as you being an introvert as is you being just dealing with other issues?
I think it was, well, the introvertness is just me.
You're just an introvert.
I've grown with that. And maybe I think I've grown, but I think he understands it. So he reads it different now.
Yeah.
And I think me being an introvert and me having previous issues before him, those two things together kind of made our road a little bit bumpy in the beginning.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It made it, but and I think about that like, oh my God, he stuck with me through all that, because I was something awful in the beginning. I really was. I can admit that.
But you know, sometimes the experiences that we have before we get to that point helps. It kind of puts us in that whole frame of mind. You know, mm-hmm. You have those who are bitter. You have those who just, I don't trust you. Or, this is not gonna last, or this ain't what it looked like. You know, right now, you know, it's nice, but it's gonna wear off. And so I can see, that's why I asked, was it more of you being an introvert or a little bit of the other? But yeah.
I think it was both. And then even to this day, we sit and we be like, wow, I can't believe we are where we are with all the things we've been through. It's just, we can sit and talk and laugh about it, but you know, as things were going along, it didn't seem like that. But now that we're at this point, we can sit and talk and laugh and reference things and kinds of stuff. So
that's cool. I love love. I love you guys. I do. Ooh. Mr. Anthony, what is your dream vacation?
My dream vacation? Oh man, I think my dream vacation would be, we've never been to Hawaii. Be nice to go to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard that was a pretty place to be.
Yes.
I think my only is this a long plane ride.
And now I did hear that.
Yeah, but she said, Mr. Anthony. She said, Mr. Anthony, what is my dream?
But you can't
she is my dream, though. When I'm dreaming at night, I don't wake you up to ask you to get in my dream. It's my dream. So let me have my dream. I'm in Hawaii, and she, of course, is right there with me.
Right. So I'm like,
in his dream. That's funny. That's funny. I got to get through these. Ooh. Mm. Mona, what is Anthony's favorite meal?
Anything meat. No, I won't say that. That was something that was a eye-opener for me, because he would, you know, make meat, make a steak, make this, and I'm like, where's the sides? you don't have anything to go with this. You can't eat this by itself. But I think his I would say chicken and steak.
I love both of those too.
Yeah, he could do chicken.
This is true.
Some spouses have their husband on a short leash. You cannot have that. You cannot have that. What would you guys say your biggest strength is as a couple and individual?
Okay. Well, as a couple, I think we are compatible. I think that is a very good strength for the both of us, that we're compatible and we do look out for each other. I think as an individual, I am persistent. I'm a go-getter. It's gonna get done if I have my hands on it, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I would say that our strongest thing is that we got each other's back. We had a funky couple after we got married, got in our business, and tried to call and talk bad about my wife and all that type of stuff. And this is a long life friend of hers and ours, and the woman. And what I did was immediately nip that in the bud, because the comment was made, well, I don't want you discussing this with your wife. And I was like, well, if I can't discuss it with my wife, me and you don't have nothing to talk about.
Right.
And so I feel like as a couple, whether you're married or not, it's important for you two to be together and not let anybody come in between that.
Right.
Because the devil is always hanging out. And so, I think that's our strongest element. I don't care what it is. You know, I got her back and I'm down with her person. I know she the same with me. And I just think when you got that, you know, you're going to get through anything. You follow what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And so I would say that's our best goal. And my goal is just, you know, hey, I try to make the most out of everything. And if there's an issue, I'm a person who addresses stuff right away. I'm direct. Ain't no gray area with me. You either good or you're evil. And I'm the one that's going to tell you, then I ain't going to deal with you no more. And I done had to do that with a couple of her friends that used to come around. I told her, they using you. And I'm going to let them know about it. Now, once I let them know, they ain't going to come around no more, because they can't use you no more. And so that's the problem people have with me. I'm direct and I'm loud and I'm proud when I say it, because it is what it is. And so I would say that's my greatest attribute is that I'm a direct person. But I mean, you know what? I do anything for anybody that I can. And so, you know, I think you get what you give out of life. Uh-huh. So I'm a very giving person, but I pay attention to when that giving turns into somebody taking advantage of me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And so I might allow you to do it for a little bit longer just to make sure I got you. But when I cut you off, ain't no coming back. So I would say that's what it is.
You know, it's the funny thing is, earlier I was thinking, when you said that about her, she has, anybody that knows Mona knows that she is, I think her gift is being able to connect with people, feel people, and she has a heart for people. And some people will try to take advantage of that. And I like that you said, I got her back. She got my back. If you didn't have her back, there are some people probably to just try to run over her, you know, and not that she wouldn't see it and not that she wouldn't address it, but at the same time to know that there's somebody else there in your corner that's willing to look, go to bat for you if need be, or if they see something, because sometimes we can be so close to a situation, we can't see it.
Exactly. Exactly.
But the next person, you know, did you notice that? Did you see that? Have you paid attention to this? And I think that's awesome. That's awesome. Because when you find people that, I say this without reservation, I've always said it and I mean it and I probably always keep saying it. I just truly believe in my heart of hearts that God gave her that special gift of being able to connect with people. And being she's natural hospitality. You know how some people have to work at being nice? They have to work at caring. They have to, you know, they have to grow into that. For her, it's just natural. And I love that. And I always wonder, you know, I hope she finds somebody that compliments that, you know, and I'm so glad for her, because it's good to have somebody to be able to compliment that, and vice versa, because, you know, you don't want to see people taken advantage of when you know that whatever they're doing is pure. But there are people out there that, you know, you're either going to be the prey or you're going to be the predator. And some people, they just don't care. They don't care. So I'm so glad that you guys have each other's back, that you guys are there for each other. You know, I love the relationship you guys have. I love the fun that you have. I love the fact that, you know, you guys are just, and you guys just, I don't know, when I think of loving couples, I just think of you guys. I just really do. Fun. I enjoy every time I come around both of you guys. I do. I just be so tickled. I'm kind of an introvert, so I don't always express how I feel. For me, doing this is my out, which is not normal for me. Outside of this, I'm probably not going to really say too much anything. But I just love you guys. And I just want to, you know, once again, thank you guys for being on. And, you know, I wish you guys the best. Many, 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 many long years of love and happiness and fun and traveling. And, you know, I'm just grateful that you guys are in my life and a part of my life. And I actually watch you guys, and I take pointers. I don't say anything, but I take pointers. You know, I think I'm 24 years, I think. I think I've been 24, I think. here or there, take one or two, because then I might tell my age. One or two. Take one or two off and add one, maybe. You know, I always see room for growth. It hasn't always been easy. It's still not going to be always easy, but there's always room to grow. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does things. But when you and your partner are willing to work for whatever it is, you know, the goal you have, to love each other, to care for each other, to be there for one another, that's cool. That's it right there. That's like, you know, the foundation of having a long-lasting relationship. You know, you should not go into a relationship preparing to say in every argument, I'm just going to get a divorce. I'm just going to go my way. You know, work it out. I like the fact that, you know, one of the takeaways for me is that from this whole thing is that I like what you said, Anthony, about I got to deal with it right now. I don't want to deal with it tomorrow. I don't want to deal with it next week. I want to deal with it right now.
Well, the reason I say that, what I tell people is that if your house is on fire, you're not going to deal with it next week.
That's right.
You're going to run, get some water right then and there and put it out.
Yes.
And now my philosophy is if you don't deal with it right then it must not be a fire. That's just the way I look at it. You can't come to me 3 weeks later and say, I want to talk about this fire we had. Because I mean, it's still burnt. I mean, the whole house doesn't burn up now. So, I'm just like, you know. And so I would just say on one last note, you're not going to win every argument. You shouldn't try to win every argument. That's a pet peeve of mine. I got to win. I love to talk. I got to win. But as I get older and I realize it ain't important to win every argument. Right. And even if you're right sometimes, it's not that big a deal. Yeah. We always get so caught up in, I'm right, this, that, and the other. And you know what? You live long enough and you realize there's a lot of things we argue about that really ain't that important.
You are so right.
And you have to go through some stuff to see that. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I know. And so that's what I tell people a lot of times, is that, you know, we need to simplify life. We make it complicated sometimes. You know, if you don't like a person, well, it's gonna be a problem right there.
Yep.
And so that's kind of my thing.
I'm just gonna tell you, I've enjoyed it.